This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net. Eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
We're with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop a trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Here's a really great article entitled, Bears Come Out to Play at Fair Celebrating Gay Subculture, written by Wyatt Buchanan, published in the San Francisco Chronicle, September 2nd, 2006. Those who think they know what the stereotypical gay man looks like should pay attention to street life in San Francisco this weekend. Instead of clean-shaven, perfectly manicured men, a rapidly growing subculture of hairy, often chubby guys, known in the gay community as bears, will be enjoying a South of Market street fair Sunday, along with other events throughout the city. At least 5,000 bears are expected to attend the aptly named Harrison Street Fair, spelled H-A-I-R-R-I-S-O-N, which is in its third year. Traffic from the Bay Bridge construction project is being diverted near the fair, giving Bay Area motorists an opportunity to see bears in their natural environment. The bear aesthetic emerged in San Francisco a few decades ago, and the city remains its epicenter. But in recent years, bears have become a noticeable presence in gay communities around the world. Bears are showing up in popular culture as well, with references to bears on TV shows, including The Simpsons and The Daily Show. Fashion designer Marc Jacobs' fall advertising campaign features two gay men who are unmistakably bears. I'll have more on these Marc Jacobs ads later. Largely a reaction against the stereotype of gay men looking like Abercrombie and Fitch models, bears display a matured male look. Facial hair is the most common characteristic, along with body hair, and there is a range of body types, from chubby to obese to slim, and points in between. Runway fashion and popular culture play less important roles in their lives. The actor John Goodman is a bear icon, and even Santa Claus would fit the image. More and more men are coming out because they see the bear aesthetic, said Ron Jackson Serratia, who has written books on bears and hosts an internet radio program called Bear Soup. They identify with some aspect of that male image, the maturity, and say, oh, okay, I didn't know gay people could look like that. Pete King, founder of the Harrison Street Fair, said, June's gay pride observations are, quote, good at showing ethnic and cultural diversity of the community, but not other kinds of diversity. One big thing about the bear movement is men who are older. You never see older men portrayed in the gay community. The bear aesthetic has appeared on a small scale in the gay community for decades. The book Song of the Loon, a story about gay cowboys published in 1966 that was later made into a movie, is an early example of bears. The opening of the Lone Star Saloon in San Francisco in 1989 is viewed by many as the most significant event in establishing the bear community. Known as Bear Bar USA, and for some people as Mecca, gay men tell stories of visiting the bar and for the first time seeing men who looked as they did. Some men have openly wept upon entering the South of Market bar, according to Serratia, who lived in San Francisco but now resides in Connecticut. Bear groups have started in cities around the country and around the world, and most major cities in the United States and Europe have bars that cater to bears. The Bears of San Francisco group has 250 members and hosts an event called International Bear Rendezvous, which attracts about 1,000 bears during President's Day weekend in February. Last month, 8,000 people attended Lazy Bear Weekend on the Russian River, where more than $200,000 was raised for charitable organizations, said Harry Litt, founder and president of the Lazy Bear Fund. Quote, I think this community hasn't really been tapped into or catered to before because of the stereotypical image of the Calvin Klein or Abercrombie and Fitch type. These are people who have always felt left out, including myself, Litt said. Many members of the bear community say the rejection from mainstream gay culture is reflected in the attitude of the bear community. quote, there's a social aspect to being a bear in that we tend to be pretty friendly, more friendly than the average gay man, I would say, said Rick Tramontazzi, president of the Bears of San Francisco, who said the group's membership has boomed over the past 5 years. Still, the bear subculture struggles with how not to reject people who don't fit its mold in the same way the mainstream rejected bears. It does end up excluding, said Suresha, the author and radio host, but after being invisible to the straight mainstream, as well as in gay culture, the creation of bear spaces like Harrison, where a different aesthetic is placed on the throne for everyone to worship, or at least acknowledge, is very important. What impact the bears have on images of mainstream gay culture has yet to be seen. We're not trying to fatten the GQ crowd. We're not trying to convert anyone to becoming bears against their will, Tramontazzi said. However, it's more of a, we're here to stay and we're only going to get stronger in our cohesion and in our ability to be a formidable power within the gay community. The Harrison Street Fair will run from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday at Harrison and 12th Streets. Here's a short item from men.style.com, written by Ariana Speyer. Same sex sells. Marc Jacobs' shockingly unshocking new ads, dated August 14, 2006. Homoerotic imagery is nothing new in advertising. Witness the Marlboro Man, or, more recently, all those shots of half-naked yet oddly overdressed guys who apparently like to congregate in steam rooms and dungeons. That's why we found Marc Jacobs' new campaign, which includes an unabashedly straightforward image of two fully clothed men kissing, so refreshing. Shot, as always, by Jürgen Teller. The ads do away with innuendo and instead depict makeup artist Dick Page and his husband, James Gibbs, in a series of intimate moments in their Manhattan apartment and outside their Long Island house. Quote, "You always see something more sexual and aggressive, a stereotype of gayness," Teller says. "For me, this ad is about two human beings loving each other." Robert Duffy, president of Marc Jacobs, concurs. Quote, "We try to make a lot of things we say and do positive statements," he says. "They are a normal family, what I consider normal. No argument here, especially compared to the he-bots in the steam room." To see the series in its entirety, check out the Paris magazine Purple this fall, which will feature a portfolio of the photographs, www.purple.fr, as in France. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. This is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup, episode number 33. The music today features the vocals of countertenor David Daniels, the bearish gay opera star. Three dandy selections from his Serenade album, the title song, Serenade, Où voulez-vous aller? And a special dedication for the Sirius Radio Bears, I'll Sail Upon the Dog Star. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.